Thanks to the introduction of laws favourable to the Jewish community in the second half of the 19th century, business opportunities began to open up. Some Jews already had their own property and were willing to embark on more ambitious business ventures. Armed with knowledge and open to new ideas, they became the pillars of modernization and industrialization in Subotica. Julius Brummer, who was born in Subotica in 1870 and tragically died in 1944 at Auschwitz, was the founder of the first Subotica bonbon and chocolate factory in 1904. This factory produced cookies, biscuits, and gingerbread. The company had a retail shop in the main street. Today, all that remains is an illustrated ad, painted as a mural, in which it was claimed that the sweets produced in this factory are the best. Brummer's sister-in-law, Serena Ruff, began to trade the Brummer-branded goods after being widowed with children. After a few years, in 1916, she was given her own license to produce and sell sweets. In only one decade, her sons took the business from a small workshop of 5 or 6 workers to a full-size candy and chocolate factory that operated under the brand name the Ruff Brothers, or Ruff Testwerk. The biggest investment Joseph Ruff made was in 1931, at the peak of the global economic crisis, showing that he was indeed an extraordinary businessman. The fact that between 1929 and 1933 he owned Citroën, Opel and Ford, among other businesses, illustrates the high standard of living he enjoyed. The fact that between 1929 and 1933 he owned a Citroën, an Opel and a Ford, among many other things, illustrates the high standard of living he enjoyed. After World War II, the new authorities confiscated the factory and renamed it Pionier. Today, under its new ownership, Pionier remains a very popular brand of chocolate.